Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 207. Laura should check this out. This is the show recorded on the 11th of July, 2010. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Adam is not here yet, although I wouldn't be too surprised to see him log in late, but we're not waiting for him, so we're just going to do it. If he shows up, he does. Otherwise, he's getting the sack.
We're too busy.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Especially me.
Aw. Me too.
What about all my TF2 games? Mm. What about StarCraft 2? Et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, we might see Adam later. If not, we won't. Okay.
Now for the news.
First up, StarCraft 2 beta phase 2 begins. So for the next 8 days and until the 19th, you can play the StarCraft 2 beta again. It's quite cool. They've actually made some fairly significant changes to the UI of it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, you've got 3v3 and 4v4. Oh wait, did we have that just before the beta closed? We did, didn't we? Okay, so that's not new. Sounds, we've got sound effects again. That's new. So real ideas all working now, and you can talk to people playing World of Warcraft, which is funky. What are you doing?
Using clothes as a footrest.
I'm doing my thing. So yeah, you can now talk to people playing World of Warcraft using their new real ID system, and in addition to that, they've also changed how the character and unique name work. So before, what you would do is you would choose a character name, aka Paul, which would show up in the UI when you're playing and so on, and then you'd have a unique name, aka the Smirnov, which is what I used to use. But they've changed it so you no longer have a unique name. Now the idea why this was cool was you could, for example, you could give a character name to someone playing StarCraft from like World of Warcraft. So I could have Dinadel.thesmirnov. And so they can add just that one character. Because there's two levels of friendship. There's a real ID which lets people see any game you're playing under any character. Or there's just a regular like WoW friends where you just add that particular character. But if they're logged in as another character, you can't see them. So they've changed it. So instead of having a unique name, you're now given a number. So your character name would be Paul and your unique number would be 123. So I assume this works the same in World of Warcraft, where you can add characters who would be Dinadal.123.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, that's a bit of a step back, because I mean, a lot of people, I get why they did it. A lot of people were confused about having two names.
Yeah, but I prefer names to numbers.
But the thing was, one was an account-wide name. But I mean, I'll just give everyone my real ID anyway, because who knows what I could be logged in as. I could be logged in as Dinadal, I could be logged in as Jam Donut, I could have hacked Valklaw's account and nicked his characters, and so on and so on. So yeah, you can play this until the 19th if you've got the StarCraft 2 beta. Other than that, not very many big changes with it. And let me think, say something.
Paul is thinking about lots of stuff. You said something about the AI to me.
Oh, that was the last thing I needed to say. The AI now works. So before, you just had a very easy AI, which was basic. They've now got all the AI levels in there, and it's all working really good. The medium AI would give you a bit of a challenge. IMO. Mm. I've not tried against the hard AI yet, because I'm scared. But the insane AI cheats, so I'm not worried about that. So they have put a cheating AI as well.
Wow.
If you want more of a challenge. Well, I mean, quite a few games do that. And to be honest, a lot of games just have a cheating AI anyway. Mm. So yeah, if you want a real hard challenge, the AI could cheat. And I don't know how it cheats. It might just start with more resources or something, or, you know. Because a lot of games, they just, like, give the AI infinite resources.
Wow, jeez.
Yeah. Like, Supreme Commander had a cheating AI as well. It had a normal AI, and then it had an XAI, which was a cheating one, if you want more of a challenge. Next up, some Dragon Age 2 news.
Yes, Dragon Age 2 got announced a couple of days ago.
By BioWare.
By BioWare and Electronic Arts. So this is a sequel to the original Dragon Age, which only came out last year. And it's quite odd that they're making it so close to their original.
Yeah, they're getting this out for March.
Yeah, they're doing it obviously in the same engine.
Yeah, it's just a big expansion pack, to be honest.
Yeah. But in this one, you control a character called Hawk, who is a penniless refugee who rises to power and becomes the most important character in the world of Dragon Age.
La-di-da.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got your mouse.
Can I have my mouse back, please?
His story spans 10 years.
Well, I was going to resize it so you could see it all.
Yes,
but
please. I didn't know why it was doing that.
It's because you edit it on a screen which was bigger than the one we've got.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you were saying?
His story spans 10 years, and it is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows in March next year, which is actually quite soon, really.
Well, yeah, it's only...
The original came out, what, November?
Yeah. Very fast turnaround.
Was it November, October time, I think?
End of last year, wasn't it?
Oh.
It was November, I think. In fact, it might have been December.
Really? I don't think it was December.
I know. Let's ask the internet.
The internet will know all.
Internet says hi. Internet says hi. Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 September.
September.
I was closer.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. You.
That still didn't seem right, because I'm sure it came out when I was working at Game.
Yeah, it came out when I was working at Thingy.
Working at Thingy. EA.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Weird. Yeah, I remember it coming out, actually, because I was like, Charlotte, do you want Dragon Age? She was like, me.
Okay, a bit of Kinect news. Because ever since E3, people have been saying, oh, do I have to do it standing up? Do I have to do it standing up? If you have to do it standing up, it sucks. And so on and so on. And Microsoft has always been, you know, well, you can do it whatever you want. Mm. So they've issued a statement saying it will work sitting down with experiences designed for sitting down. So let me just translate that from PR speak into normal speak. It will work if the game's bloody designed for sitting down.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Because if you're supposed to be, running and jumping, how can you play that sitting down?
And also, if the game is expecting you to be stood up, you know, it will expect to see your whole body.
Yeah.
Not just, like, your torso upwards. What I want to know is, can you use it lying down? Like, can you, like, nail it to the ceiling and then make...
Game.
No, like, nail it to the ceiling and then make, you know, just lie down on the floor and jig out. Does that work?
Might do.
So, yeah, I don't know why this was such a big issue, because Microsoft had shown it being used sat down to navigate the dashboard and all these other things, because you're not going to navigate the dashboard standing up.
I've got to stand up now to open that game up.
And that's also why it's it's on a mechanical thing, so it can turn around and look where you are, so that you don't have to jiggle it around and move it yourself. It
That'd
will just
annoying.
Say, oh, look, you've just stood up. Now I will look up.
Yes, well, Paul.
I'm sure it would make funny noises.
I doubt it.
No, I'm sure you hear it moving.
What is it, like a robotic arm or something?
Yeah, we've got all the new branded accessories in now as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they look a lot nicer. Black, like, keyboards and all the rest, black headsets, transfer cables, overpriced, and all these other things. Yeah. We give the transfer cable, even though people are trading in their Xboxes on the same, like, thing. You know, well, that's a lot of good, isn't it?
Oh,
we'll have people asking, can you transfer it over for us? And we'll be like, does it look like we have 3 hours to do that?
I do think it is quite silly that they're releasing the transfer cable the same day. I told someone else like that, and they were like, well, what's the point of that? And it's like, well, exactly, because, you know, people are going to want to trade in their elites. They aren't going to want to have another console. Well, some people will want to have both.
Well, Microsoft's position is, we've released it because people wanted it. We've done it. What they do with it is up to them.
Hmm.
I mean, it's fun for some people. But obviously, retailers like Game rely on trading.
So. Yeah. Well, it's nice that they're finally releasing it, though.
Although Microsoft were selling it for $12.99, Game is selling it for
$14.99.
Mm. Let's talk a bit about Dead Space Ignition.
Yeah, so Dead Space Ignition has been announced now.
Hey, this is by Visceral Games. It's not?
This is not. This thing itself is not being developed by Visceral.
Why is this on my notes?
EA and Visceral have announced this.
Well, so why does Visceral got anything to do with it?
Because they own the IP.
Oh, do they?
It's their IP.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, I suppose it is.
Okay, so...
Sorry, Gary.
Dead Space Ignition allows you to experience how the Necromorph outbreak occurred on Spore.
What?
The Spore.
What are you talking about?
Dead Space stuff.
Oh,
before the events of Dead Space 2. So Dead Space Ignition is a downloadable title that is being developed by Sumo Digital, who are the guys that made the Doctor Who game.
Oh, yeah.
Or Doctor Who games. They also made things like Sega All-Stars Racing, whatever it was called.
With Avatars, what?
They did like one of the Broken Sword games, which was quite nice that they did a lot of work on that. So they worked with Charles Cecil before as well as with Doctor Who. Anyway, so this is not a normal game. It's an interactive comic-style game.
Fun.
And they're intending to explain the storyline in different means. Obviously, because of course with Dead Space, they released the graphic novel on Xbox Live as well in a kind of video format. So they're kind of doing a similar thing with this, except trying to make it a bit more interactive. So I think it will be comic books, but with mini-games in. At least that's what's been announced so far. So they've got like... 3 hacking mini games.
Yeah.
So Hardware Crack, Trace Route, and System Override.
Ooh, let's run a Trace Route. Ooh, it's noise. Let me guess who it is.
Adam.
Hey, dude. I am on my way back home, running a bit late, but I'll be there for the show.
Will he?
Apparently, he sent that 20 minutes ago.
Oh.
It's only just turned up. So yeah, Adam is on his way back. I'll tell him not to bother.
Anyway, so you got mini games, and yeah, it's just telling the story really. Apparently, it's got 4 endings, although of course only one of them will be how Dead Space 2 is, because it'd be impossible otherwise. And all players that download this and play it and finish it will be rewarded with an exclusive suit that can be worn by Isaac in Dead Space 2. To give people an incentive to buy it if they wanted that. So far, Anthony Johnston, that's his name. I was right. Who is the guy who wrote the Dead Space graphic novel? He also wrote some stuff like the Alex Rider Stormbreaker graphic novels and Wasteland and a few other things like that. He is back on this writing it, although. It's a damn shame because they haven't announced if Ben Temple-Smith is going to be doing the art.
Hey, is that guy who was at the thing?
Yeah, that I got to draw my DS.
Oh. Yeah, the guy who vandalised Catherine's DS is something got something to do with it.
No, he might not have anything to do with it.
Okay, he might not have anything to do with it.
He should.
I do apologise for not knowing what the hell you're on about.
In my opinion, he should have something to do with it, but nothing's been announced for it. Either way, it's going to be available... sometime in the autumn, so before the release of Dead Space 2 on the 25th of January, and it's coming out on the Xbox Live Marketplace and PSN.
Fun. Deathspank is apparently coming out as well.
We've mentioned this before, you know.
Yes.
Okay, so Charlotte mentioned when we had her on the show about Deathspank because she went to the EA showcase. Remember when it was called Too Many Previews or something like that?
Oh, that show.
Yeah.
It was like... Jesus Christ, man, it had way too many previews.
So it's been officially announced now that Deathspank, which is the new... Is it Ron Gilbert? Yeah, Ron Gilbert game, is coming out on Xbox Live and PSN on July 14th. Well, from July 14th, I think it'll come out before on the PSN and then come out after on the 360. Deathspank is like a Diablo-type...
Don't tell Laura.
Diablo type, does she like point and click adventures as well?
All she plays is Diablo.
Well, she might like this. Does she have a 360?
I doubt it.
Well, it's only 360 and PSN.
Unless her bloke has got one.
Or maybe I'll mention it to her on Facebook. Hey Laura, check this out. Anyway.
Maybe we should call the episode, Hey Laura, check this out. And then maybe she'd listen to it.
Maybe. Has she never listened to it before though?
I doubt it. Oh. Would I listen to this? Hell no.
Rude.
Rubbish podcast.
But yeah, so Deathspank has the humor of an adventure game and the gameplay of Diablo as such.
Chapstick is now playing Bioshock.
And will hopefully be a fun thing to play.
Yes, the fun never ends.
And funny as well. However, it is going to be $14.99 on the $14.99 on the PSN. Steep. And 1,200 Microsoft points.
Steep.
That's quite a lot. But yeah, so Death Bank, check that out. It's in the... I think it's being released in the... Is it Summer of Arcade, they call it?
Mm-hmm.
It must be Summer of Arcade, because that's July 14th. That, wow, that's like... Wow, that's this week.
Wow, Crim's Glory's got 21,000 defenders.
So, like, this is then coming out alongside things like... they got the new Tomb Raider Guardian of Light coming out for the Summer of Arcade. They got Limbo, the... Oh, what is it?
Quick jib jab jib jab.
I can't remember the name of the other game. But yeah, so Death Bank, we recommend checking it out. There'll most probably be a trial. Yeah, Charlotte enjoyed it. She was picking up chicken lips. You're not going to say how that doesn't make sense? Chicken lips.
How does it make sense?
Well, I was going to say, aren't you going to play that it doesn't make sense? Because chickens don't have lips.
Well, I thought that was the point. That's what we were trying to make with the name. Oh, look, our name's funny. And look, pay attention to us.
Anyways, so that's Death Bank.
Yeah. Oh, Bloomberg. This is some speculation by Bloomberg, but since Bloomberg usually guessed things right.
Who, Bloomberg?
Some business thing.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently Xbox Live earnings for the past year. I'm not sure when Microsoft's financial year ends, but it's probably end of April, May, or June.
Unlike crazy people like Activision, who have it in November.
Yeah, anyway, they estimate that Xbox Live brought in $1.2 billion in revenue. Why this is significant is because the year before, it only brought in $200 million. So this is obviously a fairly substantial increase in Xbox Live revenue.
That is quite a large increase.
And another couple of years of that will wipe out the billion they had to spend fixing everyone's Xbox 360. So yeah, I mean, if they have another couple of years like that, that will probably cover a lot of their R&D costs.
That will. It's not bad.
Because, I mean, nobody is quite sure how much Microsoft spent developing it, but, I mean, it would be a few billion. Like, two,
yeah,
three,
it would have been quite a lot they
four,
would have spent.
And then another billion wasted on the recall. Mm. Well, red lights. So, yeah, that's quite good. And it's obvious now why Sony wants to get in there and have some of the monies. Oh, no, people are playing for free. Damn, we made a mistake.
So, next up, Rockstar have announced some
Rockstar
DLC for
creators of what was that table tennis game? Was it just
Rockstar's
table tennis? Okay, Rockstar, creator of table tennis.
So they've announced some new DLC for Red Dead Redemption. They've actually announced four new packs that are coming out. The first two are coming out at the beginning of August, which are the Legends and Killers pack, and then
sorry, I have to go full screen.
I can't read that now.
Someone's nicked the city I wanted to get.
You gonna apologize?
I'm sorry, but I'm playing Lord of Arm.
I know you are, but I am also trying to do the podcast.
Yeah, but I just lost an 8,000 point C.
Well, get it back.
I can't. It was lawless, and I wanted to quickly send a baron there, but I didn't have the flipping trade cards in my damn town to do it. So this morning I built some marketplaces to get some trade things, but it's already gone now.
Anyway, then they're also doing a Undead Nightmare pack in the autumn, and
2,000 points seen already.
Wait, that's only three. I've only read three. Okay, so the Legends and Killer packs will have new map locations, new characters. This is nine new multiplayer maps.
Maybe I should just attack.
8 new multiplayer characters, and you can also play as characters from Red Dead Revolver, the PS2 game that they made ages ago.
Great.
You can get a new projectile weapon, which is the tomahawk. And you then get challenges for using that weapon in single player and multiplayer. New achievements and trophies. So that's the Legends and Killers pack, which is coming out, as I said, August. 800 Microsoft points.
Hey, the Call of Duty maps were 1,200.
Oh, I know that. Which is 10
no
on the PSN.
No wonder they've made 1.2 billion.
Pinch your mouse.
It was 11 quid on PSN. It was more expensive on the PlayStation.
Okay, the next pack up is the Liars and Cheats pack. This date, the release date for this pack is unconfirmed as of yet. But this features new competitive modes, multiplayer minigames in free roam and other stuff. So you get a attack and defend multiplayer competitive mode and challenges. New multiplayer horse races and mounted combat.
Mm.
You can play as the heroes and villains of Red Dead Redemption in the multiplayer. And you get 8 additional multiplayer characters as well. You then also get multiplayer versions of Liars, Dice and Poker for the single from the single player game, which is quite cute, don't you think? Because then that means you can just play poker with friends online through Red Dead Redemption.
Hey, have they updated Lord of Ultima? Wow, I think you can demolish buildings without having to first downgrade them. Cool.
Anyway, then you also get a new weapon as well, which is the Explosive Rifle, which will then also have new challenges in single-player and multiplayer mode, and new achievements and trophies. And that's going to be the same as the other one, so 800 points and $9.99, and that's coming out, no idea. Then you also get, there's a free roam pack they're doing, which allows you to delve deeper in the world of Red Dead Redemption with new modes, challenges, and gang hideouts to discover. Release date is unconfirmed as of yet. You get additional free roam challenges, new action areas and defensive placements, posse scoring and leaderboards, which is quite cool, and new anti-griefing measures in free roam. What does that mean, anti-griefing?
Anti-trawling, you know, people who are giving you hassle.
And the pricing for that one's to be confirmed. Which is quite odd. So either that's going to be more expensive or free.
Free is good.
Free is good. And then the Undead Nightmare pack, which is the one that is coming out sometime in the autumn, features... Oh, don't go. Okay, so one thing in the West that you get is ghost towns. So this has ghost towns and cemeteries gone wrong. I said nice. My bloody W's gone wrong.
Don't swear.
So you get a brand new single player adventure, challenges and quests. You get 8 multiplayer zombie characters, additional animals released in unleashed in the world, and new dynamic events.
Hello, with that high.
And that's 800 points again, or $9.99. They're going to release more details, of course, as it gets closer to the releases of these. I'm not sure about paying 800 points for that kind of stuff.
But the thing is, 800 points is like the bog standard price nowadays.
It used to be 400, didn't it?
Well, it's kind of split, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 2K Games have announced that they're doing the first piece of single-player DLC for Bioshock 2 now.
Yeah, we don't need multiplayer stuff.
Well, yeah, because they kept releasing multiplayer stuff, didn't they? So this is called the Protector Trials, which, of course, if you've played Bioshock 2, you realise that it means you're going to be defending the Little Sisters again. So what it is, it's got 6 maps in it, each with 3 difficulty levels, and they're based in different locations in Bioshock 2, and you will have to defend the Little Sisters and stop them from getting killed.
Chapstick completed Bioshock 2 the other day.
I completed it ages ago.
I am.
As well as that, you get new unlockables and new concept art and videos to unlock, which apparently have never been seen before. As well as that, you then also get there's 7 new achievements and trophies to get in that. So I'd imagine 7. So there might be some kind of specific do this thing, but I imagine as well you have one for finishing them on hard.
Yes.
Or finishing each one on hard. Each one on hard.
Complete game.
I'm not sure. But hey, so this game is coming complete. Out the 3rd of August on the Xbox Live Marketplace and
that's
PSN.
Not too far often.
For 400 Microsoft points.
That's better.
It's also... coming out on Windows, I think, maybe.
Yeah, it'll be Games for Windows. Right?
Yeah, Games for Windows Live.
Because it's a Games for Windows Live title.
See, 400 points. They're doing all right.
Yeah, but.
And you get 7 achievements out of that that you can unlock.
And you're gonna play for me.
I might look into that if it's any good, and then if the achievements are doable.
Let's talk about something way more important now, shall we?
Where's the mouse? Yep.
They've announced the Civilization 5. Collector's Edition. It comes with a soundtrack.
And 2 soundtracks.
2 soundtracks.
A score and something else. I can't read that.
Are you breaking everything?
Nah.
Okay, it comes with 2 soundtracks. I'm just going to call it the soundtrack.
Okay.
It also comes with multiple figures.
Yep.
I can see a guy with guy with a gun, a guy with what looks like a warhammer, and also comes with an art book as well.
Yep.
Any idea on price?
It's only been confirmed at the moment for North America.
Okay.
And their price is about $100. Which is quite steep.
But it does look like a fairly hefty art book, doesn't
it? What would they fill that art book with, though?
Art.
You don't see much of Civ art, though, do you? They don't show much. Thing is, though, how are you sure that this isn't just a PC box, like a normal size one?
These would be compact disc size.
True. But the art is not final.
Well, you know, the art book from the picture we have at the moment looks fairly hefty.
Yeah.
Obviously, it is just a render. I don't think that's, you know...
No, it's not an actual thing.
So, yeah, it might be cool, it might not.
It's nicer than doing one, though.
Yeah, because Sid Meier, you know, no offense, but you very, very rarely do fancy stuff like that.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, we have a letter from Charlotte. Is that it?
I guess. I don't have the email.
What is with people? You know, come on guys, send us a letter. So Charlotte, the person who we make send us a letter every week?
No, we don't. She chooses to.
Yeah, well, I can't wait till we have more people write us, because then we'll have an excuse not to read our letters. Hey guys, some corrections as I always... Shut up.
Okay, so...
Shut up,
I'll read her letter. So, some corrections as I always like to do. Puzzle Agent, the Telltale puzzly game, is now available on Steam for a mere £6.29. Well, when we did the show last week, it was not on Steam.
Yeah.
So, that's not really a correction, to be honest.
It's not a correction. So, yeah. What are you jib-jabbing about?
The reason Interplay can release MDK 2 is... you're getting some later. The reason Interplay can release MDK 2 is because they made more money from selling the rights of Fallout Online brand... Rights of the Fallout Online brand, not the budget title. Well, you told me the budget title. Dude, at one point.
Me?
No, Charlotte.
Oh.
Or I just heard it wrong. Also, MDK 2 came out on the PS2 also. We mentioned that. I'm sure we did. And the original MDK came out on PlayStation as well. Well, we never said it didn't.
Yeah, so how's it correction? It. Sorry, I object to your term correction.
I was just saying...
I would like to correct Charlotte in her use of the word correction.
Because we were just saying that it came out on PC, so in case you'd seen it before. That's the only reason why I said PC.
Yeah.
Also, super short episode this week. Not sure if I like it short
It's the summer. There's not much going on, to be honest, unless you want us to drag it out with boring reviews of games that Adam can talk about.
Well, yeah. I mean... Not much comes out over the summer.
Yeah, it's the summer. Give us a break.
All game developers are busy making games over the summer.
I mean, we'll have our thoughts on the new Xbox 360 next week.
Yeah.
Crackdown 2. You know, okay, that came out. Do you really want us to spend 30 minutes going on about Crackdown 2?
I could do a quick review at the end.
Oh, no, you're not. Wait, you've got it?
No, not Crackdown.
Oh, what do you want to do a review on?
Where?
I suppose we could do a quick 5-minute review on that.
Yeah, I could do that.
So yeah, we'll pad the episode out with a... I wanted to say boring, but I better not say boring. Ow.
Love the show.
Love the show, Charlotte. Okay. So yeah, if you do want us to send us a letter for us to read out on the show, you send it to feedback@gamercast.net.
And if you don't want to write it, you could always speak it as well, because we can play audio less.
Yes, we can play audio as well.
Paul will just have to fix them to sound right.
Yes, I will just have to balance them volume-wise so we don't have someone screaming. So you're listening with your little headphones on, normal volume.
Yeah.
We come to the letter section, suddenly there's Darth Ura speaking really loudly. It's like, nurse! Oh, look, here's Falclaw.
But yeah, so feel free to just send us a letter. You can send it to feedback@gamecast.net, as Paul mentioned. You can... write stuff on portalforums.net, on Facebook,
yes, we have
and
forums.
On Twitter.
Portalforums.net.
And on YouTube. You can just send us messages from anywhere.
Maybe we should read out
them.
The stuff we get left on YouTube. You're in charge of that. Because we do just sometimes have comments on the channel.
We do. They're generally relating to my videos, though, aren't they?
Yeah, that's part of Gamercast, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to see videos of Catherine, check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah, me talking about games. Unboxing games.
Yeah, we'll do one for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, do you want to do that then, yeah? I don't mind doing that.
You can do it. the reason we get so many hits on those things is because you're doing it.
I'll do a StarCraft 2 one as well.
Yeah, I will help with StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I won't. I'll be playing StarCraft 2 while you're doing it.
I'll open the box showing it, and it's like, oh, where's the game gone? Oh, yeah, Paul's playing it.
In fact, I'm logging into Battle.net right now.
Okay.
I'm just checking to see which one of my friends are online.
Next segment.
Well, Charlotte was complaining that the shows are short, so now we're just making it a bit longer by having me play StarCraft 2 for a bit.
That's a bit boring for people, though.
It's not as boring as WarioWare or Crackdown. Yeah.
What is with you in Crackdown at the moment?
The sequel to it came out. It's in a game.
Yeah,
came
but
out.
Why do you keep mentioning it?
The sequel to Crackdown 1, the game people bought because it came with Halo Beta.
You mentioned that last week.
It's the only reason anyone ever bought it.
I like that music, I really do.
I've got a friend of mine, Lee Skevington, is playing as Crean. He's in Shattriff City at the moment. What a noob. Shattriff City, that's such a barren wasteland. He's away, apparently.
Chris was online 2 hours ago.
Apparently he just like hangs out on WoW.
Hmm.
See, it comes up with a WoW icon when they're playing World of Warcraft, then you can see where they are. Shattriff City, what are you? A level 70 nub? Level 70 noobs. Anyway.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Alrighty, so last week our listeners would have heard this. The correct answer was... Actually, I'm not going to say. First, I'm going to say what guesses we had. Because we actually had quite a few, despite you seemingly thinking you're quite sure of yourself. So, Adam, of course, guessed that it was...
What did Adam guess what it was? Oh, Adam wasn't on.
Adam guessed it was Harvest Moon. We had Sean guess it was Metal Gear Solid 3. And Danny guessed it was Dragon Ball Raging Blast 2. I have no idea either.
Did Charlotte guess?
No.
Lol.
So yeah, that's just a small selection of the
map. Why didn't she?
No, she didn't guess.
You know that?
No, she didn't. You don't believe me, do you? So yeah, the answer...
Lol at Danny's.
Yeah. The answer was Doom 3.
Yay!
Catherine was right about who composed it and all that as well, so obviously she knew.
I didn't realise that... The tweaker guy was like the drum guy for Nine Inch Nails for ages. I didn't know that.
Oh. Well, now you do.
I was browsing the internet to try and find limited edition LP, but I couldn't find anywhere.
Oh, well.
Made me sad.
So, yeah, that was, like I said, it was an easy one.
There's no way I never would have gotten that. Thank you.
So, yeah, I give Catherine points for nothing, basically. So, there's some zeros. Zero.
You could update it. It's been so long since we got points. When was last... Jeez. Episode 191, I got a point on. That was the last time I got a point. And then we both got points on 187. We're not doing very good, are we?
Yeah, this week, I think, is also fairly easy. I'm trying to make it more easy now, because we do get more guesses in, because, you know, we do get guesses when they're easier.
Mm.
So this week... Oh, by the way, the answer was Doom 3, and Catherine got it right. In your face, Adam. Harvest Moon? What are you babbling on about? Any guesses?
I know that music.
Do you?
I don't know what it is! Any clues?
Came out in the 90s. PlayStation 1 game.
Really? Only PlayStation 1?
As far as I know. I could just have a look, but then you'd see the answer.
Aww.
Okay, Adam, what do you think it is?
Harvest Moon?
Okay, Adam. Adam thinks it's Harvest Moon. We'll see if he's right. I doubt he will be.
Any clues to what kind of genre it is?
Okay, I've got another clue. The second word in it is not recognised by the one-note spell checker.
It's a PlayStation 1 game.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, I filled in for you. You fill in for me.
My name's Danny. I'm going to play some drum and bass. Sorry, that's the best I could do on such short notice.
PS1.
Yeah.
Can I know what nationality is?
The game came from. I don't know.
Oh.
I suspect it's Japanese, but don't quote me on that. It's also a game I've seen being played in the flat within the last year.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played... It wasn't me playing it, was it?
No.
Oh, no. I've only seen Charlotte playing one PS1 game.
What was that?
Toonbee.
I don't think it's Toonbee. Come on. Come on. It's time for more Danny's drum and bass. Come on.
I really can't think. Am I gonna kick?
Well, since Adam isn't here, you can submit your guess next week.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you will think of it. Okay. And you'll be like, damn, I knew that.
I'll totally be listening to the show tomorrow, on repeat, listening to that.
Alrighty, so Catherine is allowed to have her guess later, because Adam's guess isn't valid, and he could potentially update it if he bothered to listen to the show, which he doesn't.
Yeah.
If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, or post it on the forums, or even post it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us however you want.
Use the hashtag name that game. And, we keep an eye out for it. Catherine's nodding her head.
Yes, I am nodding my head.
I like hashtags. Wait, what's a hashtag?
New releases this week.
Alright, we've got a couple of releases this week.
Not much, really.
Toy Story 3, the sequel to Harry Potter?
Toy Story 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming out in conjunction with the film. Does the film come out soon? I don't know.
It's coming out soon.
There's Toy Story 3 stuff everywhere.
I know it's coming out soon because Sean won't shut the up about it. It's like, God, nobody cares, Sean.
Okay, so the Toy Story 3 game, based on the film IP, is coming out on Xbox 360, PS3, Wii, DS, and PSP. Also note, the PS3 version has move support. I'm not entirely sure what with.
Yeah, the move controllers that you hacked from your Wiimotes.
But, yeah, so in the console versions, I'm not sure if that includes Wii, though, they're adding in a lot of non-film-related environments that you can then play around in.
All in favour of executing Buzz Lightyear?
Who does his voice?
Who cares? He's an annoying little git. And so is that stupid cowboy.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is a cowboy. Isn't he? I don't think Tom Hanks is Buzz Lightyear, is it?
No, he's Woody. Tom
yeah,
Hanks.
The cowboy. Same guy who did Red Dead Redemption. Oh, that, wouldn't that be funny? Red Dead Redemption, and you see Woody walking around as the main character. It's like, yeah, funny. So yeah, does anyone care about this? Sean.
Kids.
Sean, kids Sean and Sean. Right, okay.
The last thing out this week, because there's only two things coming out, is the Xbox 360 250GB.
Wait a minute. Let's say this how a normal person would say it.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so what...
Translate that?
Have you got the new 360?
Okay. Or Xbox 360 Slim, whatever people will call it.
It's not... Don't call it Slim, because it isn't Slim.
I know, but people will call it that.
Yeah, Danny's been calling it that, and when I catch him doing it, I'm going to punch him in the face.
The official name is 250GB.
Just like he was telling people today, the PS3 came out of £500. Are you trying to make us look bad? It came out of £424.99.
Yep, even I knew that, and I wasn't working the game then.
Oh, for been Danny. Yeah, sorry, Danny's this guy at work who our mission is to kill. That's what I've been telling people who want a job. If you kill Danny, you get his hours. The only thing is, me and Gareth have told too many people now, we're scared it might actually happen.
Okay, so the new 360, which I am picking up, hopefully at midnight, because then I can pick it up easily, because a lot of stores are doing midnight launches for it. It has built-in Wi-Fi, which also has N support.
Yes, it has 802.11n. We're not sure if it's still draft N, like the wireless adapter supports, or if it is the final specification for N.
Be nice if it was final.
To be honest, nothing much changed from draft to the final one.
Okay.
The reason it couldn't was because everyone started releasing N stuff, even though the specification wasn't finalized. So it's like, well, you could change the spec now, but half the stuff would break. It's like, I really wish people would not do that.
Okay, so it's got the wireless built-in Wi-Fi.
Microsoft really waited as long as possible to do it. So I think they were fairly confident it wouldn't change. It's, yeah, you've got built-in wireless.
Yeah, I was talking...
I want to talk about it.
I know, I'm talking about it. So the good thing about the built-in Wi-Fi, of course, is that means you don't have to buy that silly wireless thing that you plug on the back of it anymore.
For $59.99. Hello, accessory.
Did it used to be more expensive?
No, it's always been 60 quid.
Okay, which is a lot of money to fork out. If you can't have a lead traipsing around your house.
But if you're, well, the minority now, but if you don't care about online stuff, you know, why pay a little bit extra for built-in Wi-Fi?
Well, I know a lot of people who weren't on Xbox Live because they didn't have a wireless thingy.
So yeah, now it's built in. So if you think about it, you could trade in your Xbox 360 with your wireless adapter and, you know, but if you're thinking about buying a wireless adapter separately now, you might as well trade in your Xbox 360 Elite.
Well, yeah, cause when they're 60 quid...
You're going to be... that puts you, like, most of the way there towards a new 360. So, get the new one. Because it won't break down as much, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got built-in Wi-Fi, which is cool. You've got a bigger hard drive, which is 250 gigabytes.
It's apparently super quiet...
The main thing about it is whisper quiet. Even when the game's running, it's really quiet.
I want to hear it. I believe it, but with how loud. So people say PS3s are quiet.
They're not.
It's like, listen to my PS3. But then I spoke to someone at work the other day. His PS3 is just as loud as mine is.
They are loud. I mean, obviously with the 360, you can install the game to the hard drive, which will eliminate most of the noise.
Mm.
So, I mean, we'll continue to do that with the new one, just in case it does get knocked and, you know, the disc gets damaged in the tray while it's spun up. But yeah, hopefully this will be a lot quieter.
I hope so too. So that I can hear the music.
You know, I've watched things on YouTube comparing the two, but there's no, like, people don't really do it very well. I mean, someone had like a decibel meter and they put it between the two and there was a noticeable, a fairly substantial difference between them. But unless you actually hear it in your own room.
Well, yeah, because you're not going to be able to tell over a video recording.
Try to tell. I mean, that's the thing. People just, like, a lot of people on YouTube just had the new Xbox and they filmed it. It's like, well, unless you've got the old one there for me to compare it to, it will depend on what the volume of my speakers is, mate.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So as well as its super quietness, it has a nice, well, it has a new design. I think it will take me a while to get used to it.
Looks alright.
I haven't seen one in
the only thing
person,
is,
though.
When you see it in person, you think it should, like, pull out in two halves.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, you just want to...
Because of how it connects together.
Because of how it's shaped. It's like, I'm not sure what it reminds me of, but some sort of box where you have, like, you just want to pull it apart.
So it's black like the Elite. You get a
Shiny black.
Shiny black. You get a controller that matches that.
Yep.
Is it different to the Elite controller?
Yeah, so the current Elite controller, it's black, but it's not very black.
Oh, okay.
But it's got a grey thing underneath. The grey thing underneath is now gone and it's all black. And also the guide button is shiny, as opposed to just being a little bit shiny like they are at the moment.
And a headset, so is that actually a black headset?
Yeah, you get a black headset.
That's crazy. Took them long enough to do a black headset.
Well, they're bringing out black wireless headsets, black keyboards... They're going black all the way.
Mm.
Also, it's 17% smaller.
17?
Yes.
Cool.
Power supply is the same size as the Jasper one. So people saying it's got a smaller power supply. If you've seen a new Xbox over the last 18 months, no, it hasn't. Because the all-common power supply is that small now. It's got a, like, totally different jack on the back. Which will hopefully make it more difficult for those people who sell those dodgy fan add-ons
to do
it.
Because
They do my head in. And it's like, you're talking to someone and they say, oh, I've got the fans on my Xbox, so it must be way cool now. It's like, yeah, you just made it noisier. Mm-hmm. Grats.
And then, of course, we mentioned this previously on the show, of course, though. So, as well as, like, an optical port for...
Yeah, you've got a SPDIF port on the back now.
As well as that, you've also then got...
Five USB. Two on the front, three in the back.
No memory card slots.
Memory card slots are gone.
A Kinect...
You've got a dedicated Kinect port, which will enable you to power Kinect without plugging it into the mains as well. Because Kinect is a fairly big piece of equipment.
Has it been confirmed that this adapter for Kinect will come with it? Because someone was speaking to me yesterday, saying that they'd heard you have to buy the power supply separately. But I was like, well, they wouldn't do that.
They might do it to bring the price down.
Really? Oh, that's true. And then, of course, people with the new 360 won't have to spend that.
With the Move 50 quid, Microsoft are going to feel a lot of price pressure because
if they don't compare it to
so gee okay we'll release it X price and then if you want to use it on an old Xbox you have to buy 20 quid to get like a USB hub with a separate power thing, but otherwise it would just come with Kinect with like a single cable.
I kind of hope it doesn't come with the power supply though, because I don't want to have that, because it'd be needless.
Yeah,
but then actually
if you want to use it we probably will do to actually play it.
Damn it.
Because it will probably have a power brick as well.
So annoying.
Yep. I mean, we could just put the 360 in there. Temporarily. And then promptly move it out of there when we want it to not be destroyed with filth and grime. Well, look at my desk. What a shame.
As Microsoft have now been doing as of recent, it comes with an AV lead.
1 year. 1 year warranty.
An AV lead.
Yeah, I'm going to get onto that. I'm just going to say it's got a 1 year warranty.
Like everything.
So yeah, you'd have a 3 year warranty like this with you used to have with the Jasper chipsets. 1 year, that's it. The free red light issue is gone, because now when this has an error code, it just comes up on the screen instead. So I mean, a lot of people said like the free red lights was the fault. That's not a fault. That's telling you something's gone wrong. You know, it was so irritating. Oh, what about the free red lights?
Well, it's like a computer beeping at you.
Yeah, you know.
It's not supposed
to
do it.
That's not the fault.
It's telling you something's wrong.
People just really didn't get that, so I think they changed it. So now the power thing just flashes red in the centre, which is what the old original Xbox did.
I never had any issues with my original Xbox.
Neither did I. As big as it was, just a PC. And as everyone knows, PCs are really reliable. Especially my man PC. Oh no, it's crashed! Luckily I managed to recover the file that we were recording with. Yeah, you get an AV cable with it, that's a regular SCART cable, which means standard definition only. If you want to use high definition, which most people I suspect do have high definition TVs now, you'll have to have an HDMI cable as well, so put aside 10-15 quid for one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will need one if you want to, so many people just like buy an Xbox or a PS3 and use standard just SCART. It's like, what is the point? I might also just shoot myself. As before, if you create a new Xbox Live account, you get a free gold membership for a month. Black headset with it, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Does it still come with an Ethernet cable?
Well, yeah, that's where that I copied that off doesn't mention it, but
I think it's I'd imagine
they should still. But then it's got the wireless built in.
I wouldn't like to comment.
But not everyone has a wireless router.
No. So yeah, that's all cool.
That's all that's coming out. Which is crazy on the 16th of July.
Yeah. Well, we've padded the show out a bit as it is, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a new Xbox. We're doing unboxing on YouTube. We'll talk about it on next week's GamerCast.
Yeah.
We will even do a noise comparison, comparing the old one
to
the new
one.
Well, we can do it in your unboxing video. We could just cut it in at the end.
Yeah.
We just have the video camera like a foot away from the new one and then a foot away from Charlotte's.
I just had to make sure to make it under 10 minutes.
Yeah, cool. So that's cool.
Previews and or reviews.
Let us now talk about WarioWare DIY.
So I picked up WarioWare DIY quite a while after it came out, I believe. I picked it up because I got it off the game website, because it's only like £25 on there.
This is a Nintendo DS game.
Yes. I picked it up on the DS as opposed to on the DSiWare or WiiWare versions, which is WarioWare DIY Showcase. So yeah, Game had it for £25 on their website. I don't know if they still do. And I had a five on my game card, so I thought, wow, I can get it for £20. I'll pick it up. So WarioWare DIY is the new WarioWare game in the WarioWare series. The last one that came out being just WarioWare on the Wii, or WarioWare Twist? No, it wasn't. Can you remember what it was called? Smooth Moves. And then WarioWare on the DS as well. So this one took a whole new approach in that you can create your own games in there. Of course, with limitations. So you've got a certain amount of things you can put in a game of 250 cells, and when one is down to zero, you can't add anything else. You can only add 5 pieces of AI to objects, things like that. As well as not being able to add your own sound effects, but you can create your own music. It's really cool. It's nice because it's still like your normal WarioWare games. You've got Mona, 9 Volt, I can't think of anyone else's names, but you've got all the normal WarioWare characters in there with their mini games you can unlock. The cool thing is, though, because you can make your own games in it as well, you can then also look at how the games that the developers made in the game maker as well. So you can see how they're all made up. Don't you think that's good? Being able to see how their games are made?
Yes, that is good.
It's quite nice to get an insight into it. And then, of course, you can get ideas from their games if you look at them. And you can also import stuff from other games into your game. So you can make a copy of a game made by the guys who made the game.
And tweak it.
And then tweak it, or change the characters around, or make it do something slightly different. And then you can just create from a basis. That's really cool. And then, of course, you can share these on the WarioWare network thingamajig. And then other people can download them and play them and think, oh, wow, that's really cool. They also do, I think it's weekly design competitions, which I think is awesome, saying, make a game to do this, or do this kind of specification thing. And it's like, wow, that's really awesome. But as it's a DSi flipping title, it can only connect with WEP. Which really annoys me, because I can't find anywhere with a WEP connection.
Yeah, we need to do something about Nintendo, because this is ridiculous.
So, I connect to my DSi at home with a WPA connection. My phone can transmit a WEP connection, but for some reason the DSi doesn't want to connect to my phone. I have no idea why. And then everywhere else I've tried, I've been totally unsuccessful as well. Which is really annoying. But there's not really much I can do about it. I want to take part in these design things and upload the games I've made, but I can't do that. As well as being able to make games, you can make comics and music in it. They also, the guys who made it, have put in these really cute, really quite funny comics in there, which I think you get 4 frames for the comic, and it's just quite nice. So on a train home from work, like last week or something like that. Actually, no, it might have been 2 weeks. It could have even been 3 weeks ago, goodness. I gave it to Charlotte to have a look at it. And I was like, these are actually quite cute and can be funny. Give them a read. And she quite liked them, and I had to ask for my DS back when we were coming into Aldershot, because she didn't realise we were at Aldershot already. So I was like, yeah, can I have it back? So she quite enjoyed those. And it's cute that then you can make your own, and you can share the comics just like you can share the games.
Sorry, what? What did you just say about being on the train?
That I gave it the WarioWare game to Charlotte on my DS.
Yeah.
To look at the comics that they put in it, to read them, because I said they were funny. And she just was reading them until we got to Aldershot, and I was like, dude, give me the DS, can we get off the train? Because she didn't realise.
Charlotte's still trying to steal people's DSs.
But they're really cute, and they're really funny, and it's great. I'm not so much into the record music stuff, because I'm not that good at composing music. But I love the game making and the comic making. I made a Jet Set Radio game for the 10th anniversary of Jet Set Radio, which was back on the 29th of June. I wanted to make it for the 29th of June, but I had some tweaks that I had to make. And I made a video yesterday of it for our YouTube channel that I'm going to put up this evening, which will probably go up in the morning, actually, which is quite nice. And it's like Jet Set Radio graffiti, so you've just got randomized and you tap on a piece of graffiti that's on the screen to cover it up because it's ugly, and you put the new graffiti on there, and it's really cool. Sadly, there's no music to it, and it's got Hungarian something or other. I can't think of the name of the song. But it's cute, and it took me 7 hours. Bear in mind, those 7 hours were split across about a month, maybe not even a month, maybe 2-3 weeks, for about 30 minutes each day-ish. But I really recommend it. If you like making games, totally do it. And then it can integrate then with the Wii version.
Fun.
So you can put your games on the Wii version Fun. And play them on the Wii.
Fun.
I'm not sure how that would scale up, though.
Yeah.
Might look quite crappy.
Yeah.
But it's pixel art, so... but yeah, I would totally give it 5 out of 5. Because it's got good replayability and stuff like that. As well as the fact it's got a little dojo that can teach you things as well.
Oh, fun.
So you can find out how to do stuff, and then there's a limit to what
Sorry, what's they a dojo? Teach
you. Dojo, so you
what's
learn.
What's a dojo?
It's like martial arts you learn fighting at dojos. And there's a little teaching dojo.
So it's like Clippy from Old Office.
No. It gives you a thing. So it gives you a game that needs one thing to be changed.
It looks like you're writing a letter.
To make it work.
It looks like you're writing a letter. It looks like you're writing a letter.
Stop it. It gives you a thing that you have to do to make the game work. And you only if you solve it, then you finish that. But yeah, so I think it's really good. And I really recommend it. If you don't have a DS, maybe pick it up on the Wii. I'm not sure what the Wii version's like, though. But it's really cool. And I'm totally going to make more games in it.
Fun.
Apparently I'm making Black and White 3 in it. Isn't that right?
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, you told me to.
If it sucks, I will hate you forever.
Aww.
Just like I hate Peter Molyneux. Hi, Peter.
That's quite harsh.
Peter Molyneux, look, we know you like Fable. We know you get excited about this Milo kid you've got kidnapped away in your studios. But please think about Black and White, and please think about how you're not going to make this one buggy or sucky. Thanks, Peter.
Okay, so you can contact us on our normal methods.
Peter Molyneux, confirm me directly on 07 something something something.
Yeah, you don't know
your number
anyway. 07834. Wait.
That's only the first 5 digits. So you need another 6 digits. You have to.
Anyways, five. As I stop. Wait, I was talking. Stop it.
To
Paul.
Sorry.
So you can contact us on Twitter, twitter.com/gamercast, on YouTube, youtube.com/gamercast.net. You can leave us feedback on the blog, gamercast.net. You can send us emails, feedback@gamercast.net. You can write on our Facebook, which is you just type in Gamercast and you find it. Is that it? Forums. portalforums.net,
and also our TF2 server.
Oh yes, TF2 server,
tf2.gamercast.net. if you fancy playing some TF2 at the moment, it's running Upward, which is one of the new maps. This is running at 24/7, although tonight it'll probably switch back over to Achievement Idol
to get more people on it.
Well, the Achievement Idol maps are actually quite fun.
Yeah.
Like people say, oh, it's cheating. Okay, granted, half the people are idling, but the other half are just goofing about
cheating, and it's really good
because
idling.
Like, well, not so much that, but in most of them there's like a little corridor, so it's really tight and there's a lot of combat really fast, and because it's instant respawns on this server, it's actually quite fun.
Okay.
Like we had people with like 200 odd points because they've been on there for hours, just like just respawn room, they go out around the corner, boom boom boom, die, respawn room, go out around the corner, boom boom boom, die. You know, it's quite good because it's really rapid action, so the Achievement Idol maps aren't too bad. But at the moment, like I said, it's running Upward, which is a fun map. We had about 20 people on earlier playing that.
Cool.
We had loads on yesterday as well, because yesterday was like the first day, or the day before, whatever it was.
But yeah, so we'll see you back next week.
Where you'll find out the answer to name that game.
Yeah, I believe.
And you'll have the review of the new Xbox 360, a review of Toy Story 3.
Really?
Because Sean's going to give me his quick opinions on it, hopefully. Hey, Sean. Sean Hunter's Toy Story. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
You done?
Yeah, I'm just stretching.
Okay, so yeah, we'll see everyone next week.
See ya.
Oh, hi, Adam.